join us on our website as we roll here in hour number two of the program. The site is freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Enjoy hours free on us at freetalklive.com. You, as always, can bring up what you want. We go to your phone calls. Tim in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Tim. Tim in Wisconsin going once.
Hi.
Hello, Tim. What's on your mind?
Another thing I felt like I wanted to tell, that I'm also doing, on my part to help Stand for Freedom is I made two banner signs for my bike basket on one of my bikes.
Okay.
One is a Ron Paul banner sign with banners from Revolution for I can't think of that, the rest of that,
Yeah, the Ron
Revolution
Paul
for Freedom.com.
Sure.
And okay. then the other is a sign with a freedom, movement, banner, the title banner at the top.
Great.
And then under that, I have, four website banners, free movement website banners.
Wow, how do you fit all that on your bicycle? You said you got a basket or something?
Yeah, I tape it, to the baskets from the inside. And then
you got to do what you can, get the word out there.
For the website banners, I wanted to tell, I got TakeBackWashington.com on it, and then the Kick Them All Out Project website banner on it, and then the Infowars.com one.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with the viewpoint of all your banners, but I appreciate you getting them out there, and I'd like to thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. I don't think that Taking Back Washington is worth a dime's worth of effort at this point, but, hey. Good for you, man. Get your ideas out there. Whatever way you can.
It's better than what we got.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, it seems like a big waste of money and waste of time to me.
I think Washington's too ripe of a plum for the criminals.
Yeah, good luck going up against them and their big money and all that, right?
Yeah, well, they seem to control the legal system, too, so I don't know how you're going to.
Exactly. But let's go to John Stossel. He has a thing or two to say about drugs. We were talking last hour about the transition, how to get from where we are today with this society that believes in government, even though they, for the most part, are unsatisfied with it.
Yeah.
Even though Americans really don't like government very much, they still believe that it's necessary. And John Stossel is doing a really great job of getting the word out to a lot of Americans, not just with his television program, which, of course, he's one of the anchors of 2020 and does a number of Stossel specials from time to time, these hour-long, really great specials. But he also has a blog, over at townhall.com. Now, Town Hall, I was shocked to see John Stossel pop up on this particular website. I mean, the other people on this site, Bill Bennett, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Michael Nedved, the site is run by Salem Communications.
Hmm.
Now, Salem Communications, they bought Town Hall a while back. It's always been sort of a conservative firebrand website or whatever, but Salem Communications is one of the most religiously based kind of ultra-conservative radio syndicators out there. There are certain we have no Salem stations in our lineup of affiliate
stations. Likely we'll never get on one.
Probably we'll never get on one. There's one guy that programs one in Detroit who really likes the show, and his name's Zarin. He's a cool guy. We see him.
Z is probably not going to be able to pull it off, though, I wouldn't think.
We see him at every single convention, but the fact is, shows like ours are locked out of their kind of lineup. I mean, these guys program Christian talk stations, and then they also program talk stations which are
conservative talk.
Which, well, I mean, it's like they're Christian, but they're a little more obscure.
Well,
basically,
they're religious. They have Michael Medved and Dennis Prager, who are not Christians.
Medved's a Jewish guy, right?
Right. I think Prager is, too.
But anyway, my point here is that this Town Hall, this website that's all about ultra-conservatism, has John Stossel blogging on there. Now, Stossel is not a conservative.
Well, but the conservatives see him as one.
Whatever. I don't care. Whatever it takes to get these ideas into the Americans' minds, whether it be appearing on a conservative site or a liberal site. I'm sure there are so-called liberal sites that also have libertarian or pro-liberty commentary. But, I mean, to see an article entitled Legalize All Drugs by John Stossel show up on this particular website, that's got to be a shocker for some of their readers.
Yeah, so, I'd agree. It shocks me.
Good for Stossel. Anyway, here's what he has to say. The other day, reading the New York Post's popular Page 6 gossip page, I was surprised to find a picture of me Followed by the lines, ABC's John Stussel wants the government to stop interfering with your right to get high. The crowd went silent at his call to legalize hard drugs. I'd attended a marijuana policy project event celebrating New York State Assembly's passage of a medical marijuana bill. Now, the bill hasn't yet passed the New York Senate. I told the audience that I thought it was pathetic that the mere half passage of a bill to allow sick people to try a possible remedy would merit such a celebration. Of course medical marijuana should be legal. For adults, everything should be legal. I'm amazed that the health police are so smug in their opposition. After years of reporting on the drug war, I'm convinced that this war does more harm than any drug. Independent of that harm, adults ought to own our own bodies. So it's not intellectually honest to argue that only marijuana should be legal, and only for certain sick people, and only if approved by the state. Every drug should be legal. How could you say such a ridiculous thing? Asked my assistant. Heroin and cocaine have a permanent effect. If you do crack just once, you're automatically hooked. Legal hard drugs would create many more addicts, and that leads to more violence, homelessness, out-of-wedlock births, etc. Well, after all, that's what she was taught at government school, right? Her diatribe is a good summary of the drug warrior's arguments. Most Americans probably agree with what she said. In fact, Mark, you probably would have agreed with what she said not four or five years ago.
Not too far from that. I know that one time trying crack isn't going to get you addicted.
But what most Americans believe is wrong.
I should say.
Myth number one, heroin and cocaine have a permanent effect. Truth? There's no evidence of that. In the 1980s, the press reported that crack babies were permanently damaged. Rolling Stone, citing one study, a study of just 23 babies, claimed that crack babies were oblivious to affection, automatons. Turns out, it simply wasn't true. There is no proof that crack babies do worse than anyone else in later life. Myth number two. If you do crack once, you're hooked. Truth? Look at the numbers. 15% of young adults have tried crack, but only 2% used it in the last month. If crack is so addictive, why do most people who've tried it no longer use it?
And, by the way, I would say crack is rather addictive. However, when you overstate these things by such an extent, people are, people feel lied to.
People once said heroin was nearly impossible to quit. But during the Vietnam War, thousands of soldiers became addicted. And when they returned home, 85% quit within 1 year. People have free will. Most who use drugs eventually wise up and stop. And most people who use drugs habitually live perfectly responsible lives, as Jacob Sullum pointed out in Saying Yes, which is Jacob Sullum's involved over at Reason Magazine, and Saying Yes, I believe, is one of his new books advocating the repeal of prohibition. Myth number three, drugs cause crime. The truth? The drug war causes crime. Few drug users hurt or rob people because they're high. Most of the crime occurs because the drugs are illegal and available only through the black market. Drug sellers arm themselves and form gangs because they cannot ask the police to protect their persons and property. In turn, some buyers steal to pay the high black market prices. The government says heroin, cocaine, and nicotine are similarly addictive, and about half the people who both smoke cigarettes and use cocaine say smoking is at least as strong of an urge as the coke addiction.
I would say so.
But no one's robbing convenience stores for Marlboros. Well, almost no one, John. Let's not ignore New York State and their incredibly high taxes that they placed on cigarettes. After they put those high taxes on cigarettes, the government went and created itself a cigarette interdiction squad. And it was a group of bureaucrats that went around trying to bust people for smuggling cigarettes, because the price had risen so high in the legitimate marketplace that the black marketeers decided it was time to start cashing in. So as a result of that, you did see some robberies happen when it came to cigarettes. But nonetheless, his point is still valid. It's prohibition or government regulation that drives the underground marketplace.
Right. And cigarettes are only semi-legal because of all the taxes that are on them.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. You can talk drugs or whatever's on your mind. We'll also talk about Salvia, the new drug of choice for the anti-drug war zealots, pro-drug war zealots. They are attacking Salvia pretty heavily, and we'll talk a little bit more about what it is here in moments. Also hear a little more from Stossel. Take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Bring up what you want at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. The bulletin board system is one of those features with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Travel less, buy less gasoline, spend less money. You can meet online, try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter promo code 600, that's 600, to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Enter promo code 600, start your free trial today.
800-259-9231. Continuing with a few thoughts from John Stossel, and we'll get to your phone calls here. This from John Stossel at Town Hall. It's a very strange place to see such pro-liberty articles because generally it's a right-wing website. But anyway, Stossel's talking about how he was at a marijuana policy project event recently when he was speaking on stage, he suggested that everything should be legal. And apparently there was some hushed tones about the room that he was in. People were shocked that someone would come out and say such a thing. Well, thank goodness John Stossel's out there saying it because he's got credibility. He's one of America's top newsmen, and people pay attention to what John Stossel says. And the fact is, John Stossel is right. He's absolutely 100% right. It is high time that people got on board this particular message of the re-legalization of drugs. It just makes sense. Because people are being harmed by this drug war. As John Stossel points out, more people are harmed by the drug war than the actual drugs themselves. And he points out that, sure, some drugs are addictive, but so are cigarettes. And nobody's robbing convenience stores to get a pack of Marlboros, because cigarettes are relatively legal. Yeah, they're really taxed to death in some states, and that needs to stop too. But nobody's stealing things to buy a fifth of Jack Daniels. It just doesn't happen because the products are so affordable because they're legal. And that means that anybody who wants to create those products, well, of course, then there's probably licensing for bottling companies and things like that, but you can still brew your own beer in your basement if you want to, right?
Yeah, you can.
So anybody,
I was thinking about doing it myself.
Anybody that wants to make their own beer can do that. And so because of that, because of that freedom to compete, because of that freedom to create, there's very, very low prices for beer. Unlike heroin or cocaine, where it's prohibited, and therefore the individuals who are willing to offer those services to the market, or those products to the marketplace, have to really make it worth their while. They have to take risks. They have to be of a certain, you know, criminalistic mindset in order to do this successfully. And in many cases, that results in violence. For the users, it results in theft and crime because the drugs are so expensive because the black market increases product prices because of the reason I mentioned earlier, because the dealers have to make it worth their while. They're not going to go and run hundreds of pounds of cocaine across the country for, you know, $100. They're going to do it for $10,000 or,
right,
or $5,000 or something like that, something significant where you can make a few trips and retire. So there are plenty of reasons to re-legalize drugs, and I'm sure Stossel doesn't touch on them all because he's only got a few more things to say. But he points out that alcohol prohibition created Al Capone and the Mafia. Drug prohibition is worse. It's corrupting whole countries and financing terrorism. The Post wrote, Stossel admitted his own 22-year-old daughter doesn't think legalization is a good idea. But that's not what she said. My daughter argued that legal cocaine would probably lead to more cocaine use, and therefore probably abuse. I'm not so sure. Banning drugs certainly hasn't kept the young people from getting them. We can't even keep these drugs out of prisons. How do we expect to keep them out of America? You think throwing more money at the problem is going to solve it? Hiring more cops? Doing more investigations? It's never solved anything, and the guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition can certainly tell you that for sure.
Right, you know, and what they've said, and I have to entirely agree, is when you grab a burglar or you grab a serial killer, you have the full expectation, and you're going to likely see that burglary is going to go down and murders are going to go down.
Yeah,
but when you grab a drug dealer, are you going to see drug crime decrease?
Of course
no.
not.
Somebody's going to step into his shoes, and they're going to do it right quick because there's a lot of profit to be made in it.
Exactly right. And the customers...
And we're giving them those, you know, the people that support the drug war, they're giving those profits to those people.
Absolutely are. The customers of those dealers, if a dealer gets popped, the customers probably have a backup. They can call somebody else. Maybe his service wasn't quite as good, but they'll call that particular person and they'll get their drugs. I mean, these people are resourceful. They know what to do, and as you said, someone else will step in to fill the dealer's shoes eventually. Maybe one of the customers will see the market opportunity, will smell the money, and won't be able to pass it up. Stossel says, let's assume, though, that my daughter's right, and that legalization would lead to more experimentation and more addiction. I still say legal is better. While drugs harm many, the drug war's black market harms more. And most importantly, in a free country, adults should have the right to harm themselves. And I'm sorry, even if we're talking about teenagers here, I know John Stossel qualifies his statements by saying that adults should be able to make these choices, but the fact is we all know that teenagers are going to want to choose these things as well. They do, and they will still continue to do so on into the future.
Cigarettes are illegal for teens, and they get them.
But there is no way you could argue that putting a teenager in a jail cell is going to help them with their drug problem.
Well, a lot
I don't believe it.
With teens, they don't mind the idea of tossing them in jail for a little while to teach them a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But
that just would make me hate the state even more.
Right. I think that it's foolish. I mean, just because they don't have the responsibilities that adults do doesn't mean that the jail's a good place for them. I can tell you the jail is not a good place for them. I learned how to hotwire a car in jail. I, you know, saw some guys, you know, practicing how to rob a bank, and so therefore I, you know, at least learned to some extent how to rob a bank. Talked to lots of criminals of lots of different stripes. Yes, I learned that crime doesn't pay in jail. I did, but there are many,
many people. Crime pays. Otherwise, no one would do it.
It pays maybe short term.
Well, that much is true. The longer you do the crime, the more likely you're going to face some sort of consequences for it. But nonetheless, Stossel's got it nailed here. And, of course, it's a sensible position. It's the right position to respect the choices of our neighbors. Our neighbors will make choices we disagree with, but that's okay. Because as long as we allow them to make those choices for themselves and suffer whatever consequences come, then you'll be free to make your own choices and make your own mistakes. And isn't that what freedom is all about? The freedom to choose and the freedom to make mistakes? Besides, the drug war certainly hasn't stopped people from choosing drugs. It has just made it more expensive for them to make those choices and therefore has spurred all kinds of dangerous and violent crime. The only sensible position is what John Stossel is advocating, and that is the re-legalization of all drugs. Because they used to be legal. They used to be legal, and the percentages of people using them were similar, or some could argue even lower than they are today. So, your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. Let's talk to Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I've called to tell you about Portugal. I was there in March.
Okay.
And it's a really strange thing. First of all, I flew into Portugal from a flight on Amsterdam and had some security passport control in Amsterdam, and had my passport ready when I got off the airport in Faro in Portugal. Saw the signs to passport control, but they've taken all of it away. There's no passport control when you land in Portugal.
I'm not sure I understand what that means, but I want to find out more, so hang on. We're going to bring you back. More coming up. This is your show. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. We've got up to an entire year available free on our website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all of that for free on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop at the Free Talk Live store. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, all available at store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Rob in Ontario. Rob, you were telling us about Portugal. You had gotten off the plane and you were saying something about the passports. What was going on?
Well, there's no customs. You just exit the plane from your flight, and you're there in the country. There's absolutely no
tax. Wait a minute. What are you telling me, that the terrorists aren't just blowing the hell out of Portugal right now?
Well, from what I hear, in the Algarve, the southern area of Portugal is quite a holiday spot for a lot of the the underworld in Europe.
But, interesting.
There's no passport control. There was no passport control when I flew into Madrid. No customs.
Huh.
However, I took a ferry from North Africa into Spain, and there was passport control there. So it seems like within the European Union, if you're flying within the European Union, they don't seem to have too much interest in checking out who you are or whatever. But
one of those dirty Africans, on the other hand.
Now, Portugal isn't that free because, for example, it's very socialistic. Everyone has a guaranteed pension in Portugal. And once you hire someone in Portugal, if you're a business owner, it is against the law to fire them.
Oh, no.
You have them for life.
Spain, pretty much.
So you've got this one side, which is totally free. People can come and go, and yet it's very socialistic.
Interesting observation.
It's basically liberal.
I'm glad that you shared that with me.
And it's a beautiful place to visit, but you know, you don't need your passport at least to get to Portugal.
But what a wonderful example of just a slap in the face to this whole security state idea that has so infected Americans here. The idea that we need to crack down and not let anybody come in and go out. You got to show your papers. We've got immigration checkpoints. We've got customs. We've got X-ray machines and all kinds of doodads and bomb sniffing dogs and everything to try to allegedly stop terrorism, but they're not bombing Portugal.
No, now, and you know what? I flew into Amsterdam, which is a very liberal city in the true sense of the word, and there was passport control, but all they did is they stamp your passport and let you go. There was basically no other purpose other than putting a stamp in your passport. No questions.
Yeah, just a bureaucratic procedure.
I really like having my passport stamped. I like all those little stamps on it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a souvenir. But then of course, downtown Amsterdam is a wonderful place. You can buy hash and marijuana and magic mushrooms. It's all legal.
Hey, good times. Good times. Yeah, I would say if I was to visit Europe, Amsterdam would definitely be a destination for me. No doubt about that. I'm glad you called to share that. I want to thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. So wait a minute. So there are countries that people can literally just walk into, and they're as Western as anywhere else. Portugal, they've got Pepsi.
Yeah.
They've got Britney Spears over there. So it's clear. I mean, there's this just evidence piled on evidence that the reason why terrorism happened in America wasn't because they hate our freedoms. It's because they hate the fact that the American government people are occupying what they consider their holy land, their home countries. They're killing people over there.
You don't
think that would piss you off if it was happening here?
Relatively recently, there were attacks in Spain and the UK, too. But I believe both of those were part of the coalition that are in Iraq.
Yes, that is exactly right.
I can't tell you whether or not that's true with Portugal.
It's all about the intervention factor. And if you listen to what Osama bin Laden actually has to say, as far as the reasons that the 9/11 happened and other terrorism happens, it's because they are killing people. The government people are over in their countries killing people.
It's not so much the killing. It's the
occupation.
It's the occupation, right. Keeping the status quo in effect. The rulers of Saudi Arabia are just the people that happen to be in charge. They're kings. And there's no reason at all that we should be using our power to keep those kings in line, just because those particular kings will give us oil, whereas the other ones won't. Tell me it's not a war for oil.
So more clear evidence there.
The whole occupation for the last 50 years has been about oil.
Let's continue and talk to Jeff in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to comment on what you're saying. I tell you, you guys are absolutely 100% right. It has to do with foreign policy. And, of course, the CIA, I think I've said this before, they're, the president's secret army and part of their policy advisors. But you can Google search Renegade Movement for my political website, and it's on government corruption and cover-ups, and you can read about some of this stuff. In particular, at the very top, you can see a section regarding the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I think that determines who are the real political terrorists. We are not criminals. We are not terrorists. We're activists. We're protesters, expressing our political beliefs.
Sure.
And I truly believe, based on history and based on what's happening, that the FBI and some of these other government agencies, they are the real political terrorists. And a good example would be Earth First activists Judy Barry and Daryl Chernery. When a pipe bomb exploded under her seat in her car in Oakland, California, they originally tried to charge them as terrorists. And the FBI was on the scene really fast, and they did a big investigation and smeared them as terrorists. And come to find out,
wait a minute. Let me see if I'm following you correctly, Jeff. You're saying that an activist had a pipe bomb go off under her own seat of her car.
Earth First activist, that's right, Judy Barry.
And they accused her of planting it there? Or they accused her of being a bomber?
They accused her of being a terrorist, a domestic terrorist, her and Daryl Chernery. And, they charged them or tried to charge them, and then there was a big investigation. Come to find out, someone from the FBI's bomb building school planted the bomb under the car. I think it was designed to kill both of them. And, of course, they ended up filing a lawsuit in Oakland, California. Judge Claudia Wilkins was the judge in the case. They won $4.4 million against, I think it was four FBI agents and three Oakland, California police officers. It was a landmark case. You can Google search Judy Bari. It's J-U-D-I-B-A-R-I for her case. Or you can Google search Renegade Movement for my website.
All right. Two blogs is more than enough. Or two plugs, rather.
Well, I mean, and that's not the only thing. I mean, you know, the FBI is engaged in trying to, you know, plant, you know, like pipe bomb material on people's property that, you know, the people had no idea it was there.
So what were they were doing it because they wanted to target her because they didn't like her activism? Is that
the
idea?
She was a big organizer, guys. Judy was a very good organizer, and she organized protest, and that's what the political protest against.
Yeah.
And the government does not like people organizing. I guarantee if you go out and try to organize 10 million people, 20 million people, or ever how many, you know, you'll be targeted because they do not like political activity.
Well, luckily we haven't seen any targeting going on here in New Hampshire. Jeff, thanks for bringing that story up. It sounds absolutely outrageous, and I'm sure those who are interested in more details will certainly look into it. And it sounds totally believable to me that, you know, certain elements in the government, they don't like being talked out against, and they're willing to take, you know, use underhanded methods to take care of those problems.
I can hardly believe the FBI was planting bombs on these activists, but
go look up his information. I mean, he claims they got a settlement, so there's got to be some evidence there, right?
Yeah.
All right.
What did they get a settlement for otherwise?
Yeah, we have to take, you know, got to take him at his word because we don't have time to research all the claims every caller makes.
How can we?
Yeah, but so far we haven't seen any real targeting here in New Hampshire, and maybe that's because there's no real leadership structure as far as the Free State Project is concerned. We're talking about a group of liberty-loving activists, 20,000 of them that are moving here to New Hampshire.
The president of the New Hampshire Underground is a 7-year-old.
That's true. The president of the Free State Project, however, is a lady probably in her 30s, I would guess. And she hasn't been targeted. The founder of the Free State Project hasn't been targeted. The organizers of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance have yet to be targeted. So what are the criteria, you know, for the FBI or whoever, you know, whatever black operators there are out there, underground operators targeting these people? What are their criteria? Who did she threaten? Who is she putting in danger? All speculation at this point. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Certainly no one here in New Hampshire is scared. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's T-B-O-T-E-C-H.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. Friendly service at wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. All at internobs.com.
The pulls really, pulls and knobs and all that stuff really are cheaper. All you have to do is compare.
Let's go to your phone call. Ziggy, across the pond in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live, Zig.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, to explain to you that the European Union is meant to be based upon the free movement of goods and people. So most of the countries in the European Union, there is no longer any passport control. However, some countries do have an opt-out. The UK has an opt-out. I think Denmark and Ireland also.
So you're saying that in the UK and a few other places that they will check passports internally in the EU?
Yeah.
In some places, but mostly they don't.
If you're coming to Portugal from the United States, will you have to go through customs at that point?
Yeah, if you come from outside the EU.
I see.
You know, the EU is EU is progressing towards the United States of Europe, and I do actually support that idea, basically because the British economy on its own will not be able to compete with the likes of China and India in the years to come.
So you're saying you support centralization?
No, I don't support the centralization. That is the flaw. That is the problem. Essentially, I'm a British liberal who supports internationalism, but we do try and say that we believe in decentralisation. The problem is you do have to have some centralisation when it comes to finance, essentially the single European currency, which the British government have yet to adopt.
So... okay, so basically the benefits of having the
the benefits of having the ability to trade and to travel between the European Union states is certainly a good thing. I would certainly agree there, but having a big centralized government has never led to anything positive. And
right, and when you talk about the British economy, you're talking about this collection of people, this arbitrary collection of people that their economy is better. And I don't, why? What difference does it make whether it's your economy, whether it's the British economy, or somebody in Britain or somebody in Ireland, or what difference does it make?
Because in a few years' time, all the jobs and services are going to go to the likes of India and China, and I'm not saying they shouldn't. And Britain on its own.
Well, that's what they've been saying over here for a long time, Ziggy, about how the jobs are leaving.
The jobs will change.
Right. We've still got jobs here, and there have been a lot of jobs that have gone overseas, but new jobs are created in their place.
Yeah, I'm not denying that, but considering the growth here and the growth in the Far East, there is there's a disparity, and therefore, I believe if the EU comes together, it would be the most powerful economy in the world.
Well, good luck with that, Zig. I don't think that a centralized bureaucracy is going to in any way improve an economy. I mean, it's more centralized command and control means more inefficiency and less ability for local people to make decisions for themselves.
I do not deny that that isn't a problem, because it is. However, I believe that I want a free I believe in the European project, in the sense that I believe in a free trade zone. I believe in the free movement of goods and people, and I do believe some homogenization is not a bad thing. But I have to admit, I do have a bit of a problem with the current structure, in the fact that the Council of Ministers, which are foreign ministers from each country, meet in secret and are the executive.
Well, I mean, you don't think that's going to get cleaned up anytime soon, do you? It's just going to get worse. It'll become more obscured and more difficult to have any idea of what's going on. Look at what happened to the United States.
I'm trying to be pragmatic here.
The problem.
The reason I pulled my AMP money from you is because you're too much of an ideologue. Your head are in the clouds.
Yeah.
Dude,
you need
to be more pragmatic.
Sorry, I can't agree with you there. You're talking about me supporting tyranny? I'm never going to do it.
Yeah, tyranny to you, dude, is not tyranny to most people.
I understand that. That's just because they haven't opened their eyes yet.
What I am saying is that basically, you have to be pragmatic in this world.
No, you don't, and I don't. We can be pro-liberty, we can be principled, and we can help other people understand principle as well. And they do understand it once it's presented to them in an understandable fashion. And that's what we were talking about before, John Stossel.
Ziggy, you don't think I present a more pragmatic view on the show?
Funny enough, when I talk about with my friends, my friends, they always say, oh, well, Mark, he is a bit better than Ian. I have been in the, it's hard for me because, yes, on one sense, I do believe in individual freedom. But on the other hand, I see a world around me, and I see that absolute libertarianism would not work, not in the British society. Britons would never go for it, and they're never going to.
Someone can make those statements about Americans, too, so why don't you just give up, Ziggy, and, throw in the towel?
I think we have to take steps, and I think that, that's fine. I don't know if I like the idea of more centralized government in the EU. I can see some of the arguments that he's making. However, I don't think that a centralized European Union is going to be able to compete against China and India, where they have lower, costs for labor than, anything else. I don't see that particular point. However, I do see the point of pragmatism.
It will result in what it always has, and that is political people rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. More protectionism, bigger taxes, more controls. And that's what you're going to get, Ziggy. And if you want to call it pragmatic and you want to pat yourself on the back for it, then you enjoy yourself.
Well, I'll tell you something you should check out. There's a think tank, a classical liberal think tank over here, called, it's an oxymoron name, it's called Progressive Vision. It's not progressive, it is classical liberal. And that basically would, they basically reflect my points of view. it is a pragmatic approach to libertarianism. So it's, you know, it's worth just reading through. It's got some novel ideas.
All right.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't imagine we lose too many amplifiers for that reason. You're too radical. I had to pull my money.
Well, the part that I don't like about it is that somehow you are Free Talk Live and your opinions are Free Talk Live and mine aren't. That's not entirely fair. I mean, I sit here every single night of the week and I do bring up practicality against your ideology every time. So to pull amp money, in the interest of not getting bogged down with arguing with you about every single point that you bring up, I let it go by and bring it up when it seems important to me. But to pull AMP money, which I get not a penny of, but it does go towards the business that I'm involved in, but you know, to pull AMP money because of your view doesn't seem entirely fair to me when I sit here and
pragmatic, Mark. You don't have to be principled if you're being pragmatic. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Pragmatism is what has got us to this point. Compromise is what has gotten us to this point. If the people that were in favor of liberty had always stood strong, and they had always refused tyranny, and they'd always objected and protested over the advancements of the state and those who would deem to control others. If those who'd always believed in liberty had always stood up for it instead of just bending over, grabbing their ankles and being pragmatists, then we wouldn't be where we are today. So it's the pragmatists who are to blame for the advance of tyranny, as far as I'm concerned.
The pragmatists want to see small advances, you know, see smaller, more incremental advances in liberty, simply because they don't believe that in larger advances. I'll take a large advance, I just don't think I'm going to get it, so I'm willing to take smaller advances. I don't believe in giving ground.
That's what Ziggy sounds like he was talking about.
Well,
giving ground to centralization.
I can see why he would.
Someone gave a lot of ground in the past, Mark. Somebody gave a lot of ground.
It's that they didn't have the power.
What is that? What's that mean, the power? Mean guns? Men with guns? Is that what you mean?
No, the people's minds and hearts.
They individually inside themselves did not have the power?
They didn't have people's attitudes on their side.
You know, Henry David Thoreau, I believe, is famous for saying something about, and I'm paraphrasing here, that, essentially if there are so many laws that everything is outlawed, then the right place for him is in a prison cell. And if more people had adopted that particular viewpoint, then everything would have crumbled early on, because as more absurd laws were passed and more people disobeyed them, the state would have crumbled in upon itself. So those who are compromising are who to blame. Whoever compromised in the past, it's all their fault where we are today. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.